Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Suicide rates have steadily increased for the past 20 years, and suicide is one of the leading causes of premature death in the United States. This is easy for most of us to ignore in our day-to-day lives, because death by suicide is always personal and private, even hidden from view. This was not the case this past week, with back-to-back celebrities dying by suicide. Especially with the death of Anthony Bourdain, media was flooded with coverage and questions. And we react as a nation in the same way we react as individuals. Shock, disbelief, despair, questioning. How could a successful celebrity even contemplate suicide? From the outside, it seemed like he had it made, and that points out the complexity of suicide. Rates of suicide have increased in every state except Nevada, and their rate has stayed exceedingly high. Montana experiences about 29 suicides per every 100,000 people, the highest in the nation, compared with the lowest, District of Columbia. As a whole, the nation saw 15 people dying by suicide for every 100,000, and the rate in Humboldt County far exceeds the state and national average, and it has exceeded those rates for at least a decade. Firearms are involved in half of all suicide deaths, followed by suffocation or hanging, and drug overdose. This is complicated because there's also a sharp nationwide increase in unintentional overdose deaths as well. People search for answers to explain the unexplainable. These have been termed deaths of despair. In a recent report from Humboldt County DHHS Public Health, local statistics were laid out by epidemiologist Ron Largusa. One common factor for suicide risk is cumulative disadvantage over life in the labor market, in marriage and child outcomes, and in health. Other risk factors for suicide include family history of suicide, family history of trauma or child abuse, past suicide attempts, history of mental disorders, alcoholism, substance abuse, also feelings of hopelessness, loss, grief, and isolation. So following last week's suicide media coverage, calls to suicide hotlines increased by 65%. There was a similar increase in 2014, following the death of Robin Williams. These services are essential, yet many people never reach out when they are contemplating suicide. We've got to make it easier for people to ask for help. Calling a counselor is not a sign of weakness, it's proof of strength. It's important to check in with each other, especially folks you haven't heard from for a while. Encourage each other. If you feel extreme duress, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. It's free, confidential support 24 hours a day. That hotline will put you in touch with local resources as well. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.